Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Cameron Art Museum celebrates the season with an exhibit sure to spark joy. Illumination 2019 opens on December 6th, showcasing original lanterns by artists from coast to coast. One of several exhibits we'll talk about with director Ann Brennan and deputy director Heather Wilson. Illumination is now in its fifth year.
Nan Pope, our museum shop manager and special events manager, she began to research lanterns, and the Murakami Museum in Florida has a floating lantern ceremony, which we fashioned ours after, and she came up with the idea for this artist call. And it really has grown in from strength to strength every year, and the inventiveness of the materials the artists use is so much fun to see, from highly conceptual works to highly technically crafted pieces, you know, out of materials like gourds.
Heather says Illumination is the perfect complement to another new exhibit, Unfolding Noguchi, which looks at the 60-year career of a global sculptor.
We are exhibiting a show that is mostly the Akari lanterns.
And sculpture.
And there's one lantern sculpture that is so big that you can walk inside of it.
Two other exhibits opened recently, including The Eye Learns, Modernist Prints from the Louis Belden Collection.
It is a game changer for all of us in Eastern North Carolina. It is a gift to all of us of 136 modernist etchings, lithographs, aquatints, silkscreens by leading American and European artists of primarily the 20th century and into the 21st.
Heather adds that they've introduced an interactive component to that exhibit.
Our museum interpreter, Luke Travers, reached out to local musicians and showed them works from the collection, which they then responded to by picking music that they thought these works evoked. So visitors can come into the gallery and they can either access the app on their phones or on an iPad that we have available, and they can read what the musicians wrote and listen to the music. We also have an opportunity for visitors to add their own music.
There's also a photography exhibit by the late architect Phil Freelon, who led the design team for the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Most of us know of the contributions, the lasting contributions he will always make as an architect. But I, among many of us, I had no idea he was a photographer, and happened to see his work in a Durham gallery and began to investigate. And he took his photography very seriously. It was not an avocation.
Meanwhile, another exhibit, Catherine DeMarco, Finding a Way, closes this weekend.
Her mode of production is highly personal and arrestingly intimate. In short, she's diabetic. She has episodes while she's sleeping that she's unaware of. They are similar to seizures. And her partner is awakened when Catherine is having a seizure in her sleep and is trying to awaken her. And so, you know, the next morning over coffee, she would ask him, well, how'd you sleep last night? And he said, I didn't sleep at all. You were having a spell. And she said, what are you talking about? And he began to recount the distress. And she said, it wasn't, well, see what you can do to save my life. She said, would you mind photographing me?
Wow.
And that's her source material. That's the inventory that she uses for these highly autobiographical, large-scale collages of herself. And so it's deeply tied to her life as a diabetic, the work of diabetes research. It concurs with World Diabetes Day. So when we saw her work, we asked, could we possibly work with you on bringing these rugged, brave works to Cameron Art Museum?
Catherine DeMarco, Finding a Way, closes on Sunday, November 24th. That exhibit, by the way, may not be suitable for young audiences. But the 10th annual Clyde's Holiday by the Sea surely is. That takes place on December 7th. For more information on any of the exhibits, log on to CameronArtMuseum.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.